Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. You just tuned into the Hour Show.
-10.
And it is the biggie. It's your boy Journey Gray. I want you to settle in and experience some hip hop.
I'm tap dancing on the beat, Savion, Sammy Davis, man, cabbage packed in the Cadillac, smoking haze again. John Blazing, ghostwriting, striking lightning. Call me Thor, control the flow, I'm Poseidon. When I'm writing, took the score of my life through the strife, found the Lord in the mic without a hype. Found freedom out, chasing the adrenaline, hoping I could spit again. One more song, open mics, I was killing them. Now you feel the power, the present is the gift, and the time is the hour. Seduce the seconds as they beckon for the second coming. I'm no messiah, but there's fire when I'm strumming. Vocal cords when I'm humming, life in bullets in the hundreds. In Chicago in the summer, from some youngins in the Hummer. I'm BB King with Adidas on, I'm complex. I'm Stephen King when the beat is on in context. You can consider me a killer in this trilogy. Slate, bring the realest on the show so you can feel it. We are a tribe leading new school scenarios. So listen close as we come you through your stereos.
This is Journey Bray, and you are now tuned in to the D-Hour Show. Absolutely, play all your hits, get you in the rotation,
let everybody hear just what an incredible artist we already know you are. And we want everybody to know that. That's why we want you to definitely send us your material so we can get it in. dhourshow@gmail.com, dhourshow@gmail.com. You can also catch up with us on MySpace, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, the usual social networking site. Get it in with us and just type in the keyword The Hour Show and you will find us. You will find us, absolutely. And just keep tuning in to the The Hour Show every Sunday through Thursday and Saturday. We got some great shows for all the gospel music artists and gospel music fans and just fans of inspiration and testimonies and just great Christian music. Tune into our incredible Sunday show, The Covenant Cafe, with Lamont Ferguson and Poetic Lace. Definitely make sure you guys tune into that. And also tune into one of the new shows on the DIY Radio Network. And it's an incredible show. Everybody's loving it. The I Got Something to Say radio show on Monday. Make sure you guys tune in. Liv Warfield is going to be in the building on Monday, so you better make sure you keep it locked for that one. And then Tuesday, of course, the Tuesday spot. You never know who's going to be on. We get it in with poets, actors and actresses, you know, comedians. The Tuesday spot. Poets, authors, writers. You never know who's going to be on. Then get it in with us on Wednesday, our hip-hop show, Nod Your Head Wednesday with L1 and RC and the crew. All you got to do is tune in, check them out. We got some great interviews coming up in the following week. Of course, Celebrity Thursday is always popping off, as well as Indie Up Saturday back again for you guys tonight. Indie Up Saturday. I hope everybody's out there and just enjoying the Saturday, you know, getting it in. As I live and breathe, I just don't understand our illustrious president, the incredible Barack Obama, our president, our POTUS, POTUS, baby, our POTUS is getting it in, and he's still getting hate. You know, there was a gentleman who was arrested for making a threat to the president not too long ago. I'll see if I can get that information for you guys. It was crazy. And I just want to put a message out there to all the dummies and knuckleheads out there. When you put dumbass messages on Facebook or Twitter like that, those sites are regulated and monitored. Now, not unless you're trying to get caught up. But when you get on there and say stupid stuff like that, yeah, they're going to haul your dumb ass off to jail. Okay? No Vaseline. Lucky I ain't the president. You have to talk crazy about me. I call up the jails and say, yeah, he on his way. No Vaseline. No Vaseline. Welcome that person with open arms. I tell them to welcome you with open arms. Yeah, that's what I do. You're like, damn, these slaves, you're doing like that? You're damn right. Talking crazy. Can't even show our POTUS, President of the United States, respect. He deserves respect. Show it to him. Haters gonna hate. Haters is definitely gonna hate. Drink some water. Drink some iced tea. Stop drinking Haterade. Damn. It ain't got that much sugar in it anyway. Stop drinking it. Drink some real. You know, drink some Obama juice. Tastes a whole lot better. Whole lot better. Respect, people. Show that man respect. He deserves respect. Y'all was giving, excuse my language, but dumbass presidents respect. Well, you're not going to give my man some respect. Respect! He deserves it. That's real. He deserves respect. Damn. Back again, India Saturday, D Slay. Oh, I do it. Mm-hmm. You already know. We're going to be talking to Dope Load of Bandit tonight. My girl Cassandra O'Neill is going to be in the building with us in a little bit. Oh, yeah. It's going to be all great music tonight. And, you know, I might bring up a few things here and there, give you some info of what's going on out there. You know, maybe give you some sports updates. You know, the NBA has started. You know, everybody's talking Lakers, please. I don't think so, but everybody's talking Lakers only because, you know, Kobe, Dwight Howard, you know, Nash. I mean, really? What's all that supposed to mean? But they're talking about them, you know. But from what we've been watching, the brothers haven't really been doing too well. No, no, they really haven't been playing too well lately. You know, they unfortunately they fired head coach Mike Brown. They got rid of him, and then they were supposedly trying to pull in my man Phil Jackson, talking to him, and then end up pulling in Mike D'Antoni, who used to coach the Suns, of course, and the New York Knicks. And that's cool, but I mean, first of all, you know, there was, you know, rumors, you know, Phil Jackson wanted too much and all this other stuff. I mean, you know, we really don't know what the real truth is. But the bottom line is, come on, Lakers. This the man that gave you five titles. Five titles. Five titles. If Phil wasn't there, Kobe would have no damn titles. Nothing. Nothing. This man got 11 titles. This coach has 11 titles. Respect. Huh? R-E-S-P-E-C-T. Ask Miss Franklin. She'll tell you. R-E-S-P-E-C-T. Respect. Show that man some damn respect. He got 11 titles. He got championship rings on his hands and one on his damn toe, his big toe. Come on now. Show him some respect. Pay that man what he wants. This man got 11 titles. He gave y'all five. Y'all talking crazy. D Slate, Indy Up Saturday. Dolo the Bandit gonna be in the building. Cassandra O'Neill's gonna be in the building. Hits. Indy Up Artist Hits. Make sure you guys keep tuning in. Real Radio is back, baby. You better take your medicine. We're gonna play a couple of hits for you real quick. When we come back, hopefully we'll be getting it in with my man. Dolo gonna be in the building. That's a hell of a name for that ass too. Dolo. Hey, man, what's your name, man? Dolo, dude. Dolo. The Bandit Chumps. Getting it in. Indy Up Saturday. Radio! We're going to start it off a couple of hits with my man, Trail Mac. That's my dude right there. Man got hits. Trail Mac featuring Kenji was still here. Right here on Indy Up Saturday. The Hour Show, baby. Let's go.
Yeah. Still here, yeah, yo, it seems like I'm just losing direction, or maybe I'm just lost in my own imperfections. I got the footnotes, everyone that used me as a reference, cause every day in my life learned a valuable lesson. Everything I'm not made me everything I am. Everything I'm missing, turn my family into critics. I just wanted them to listen. I noticed that they didn't, so I'm getting that they really wasn't feeling my decisions. I only wanted them to be happy that I did it, but it feels like I'm happier when I just keep my distance. Through the grapevine, they whispering, I'm trying to be myself. They see me as somebody different, but hold up, I'm comfortable with my own skin. I still suffer from the scars from my old friend. Her old friend, I consider my own kin, but now that he's gone, he's blowing in his own wind.
I thought I was done, but I overcome all the chains that had me down. Said I had no chance, like your only plan was to try to keep me.
Dark clouds knocking as I'm looking through the peephole.
It said I needed more attention from the people, so they caught the tears evaporating from my cheekbone. Cause right now, they don't need to hear me lie. They need to feel my pain, they need to hear my cry. And when my soul leaves this earth, they gon' feel me die. Cause I wasn't born for you niggas to ask me why. Hey yo, I've been through a lot of shit. I lost and I gained, and everything I gained, I lost in the vein. Bring my head against the wall, damn near lost my brain. Having kids at an early age, I felt so ashamed. But this my flowing blood that's running through their veins. So I'm bleeding on these records in case they gotta sustain. I'm able without pain, I'm sure to make change, for I swear it on my name. Yeah, that's me telling the truth, fam. Don't matter if I'm in or out the booth, man. Don't matter if you in without your truth, and I stopped worrying when I got rid of all my loose ends. To pick up where I left off and carry on with my plans. Yeah, Lord, I thank you in advance. If I make it to the morning sun just to do this again. So I'ma mark this down. And so when I got friends to turn the page, just to go and read the end. All I got is memories of all the places that we've been. Reminiscing all the good, so all I ever do is print it. I'ma hold it down with everything left in me. With every breath for me until I feel my chest empty. As I walk on this journey alone, it feels like we are together when I think of our home. So I'm still there.
Yeah. Then the Speakers Bureau Institute is the agency for you. Actress Tasha Smith partners with RKD Music and Talent Management to bring an array of celebrity speakers, artists, and athletes for your event. Book names like Kim Coles, Tasha Smith, Tisha Campbell-Martin, Vanessa Bell Calloway, LaToya Luckett, Lisa Leslie, Flex Alexander, Leela James, Cheryl Lee Ralph, and more. Whether it's a conference, workshop, seminar, or college event, SBI has provided a phenomenal lineup of speakers that will cater to your event. For more information on booking a speaker for your next event, call 818-571-0998 or visit rkdmusic.com. SBI is a subsidiary of RKD Music and Talent Management, located in Beverly Hills, California.
Yeah, yeah, welcome back. Welcome back. Indie Up Saturday, playing all the hits. You already know, getting it in, it's your boy D Slate. You already know we're playing the song. That was Aisha Renee with Girl's Revenge. Before that was Trell Mack featuring Kenji was Still Here. Absolutely. And you already know we're playing the hits tonight. Hopefully, we'll be talking to my man Dolo the Bandit. He'll be calling. Hopefully, he'll be calling us in a little bit so we can get it in with him. And a little later in the show, like I said, we'll be talking to star, pianist, producer, director, singer, Miss Cassandra O'Neill, who also is a member of Prince's New Power Generation band, Prince. The man that made brothers look good in ruffled shirts. The man that made brothers, well, some brothers, because D Slay won't be walking around with a ruffle shirt on. But, you know, it's going to be interesting to definitely talk to her and see, you know, what it's like working with him and working with Prince and, you know, some of the new things that she's working on. You know, but also, ladies and gentlemen, in the building, I got my co-host, my girl, Lady C, in the building. Lady C, what's good?
I'm always good.
Well,
thank you
good.
So much, D-State.
So you always good. I like that, though. I like that. Always good.
Always.
Well, you know, some people feel like they have bad days sometimes. You don't have bad days sometimes?
I have challenges, but those are only to make me better.
There it is. Challenges only to make her better. I like that. I like that. Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, Lady C, it looks like we got our first guest in the building right now. So let me go ahead and it's time to properly introduce him. Ladies and gentlemen, hailing from New York, home of hip hop, Dolo the Bandit is a testament to the legacy born in the seat of power of the worldwide hip-hop kingdom. Hard work and dedication have earned this MC a place at the table with those shaping the future and ensuring the return to quality hip-hop for the masses. Current feature placements in film and promotional campaigns for a worldwide recognized band, Quicksilver, continue to expose this multi-talented artist / producer on a global level. Dolo the Bandit, a rare breed in an ever-changing era of rap music. Dolo defies all odds as he represents the best of New York City, the home. of hip-hop. Ladies and gentlemen, please give a warm D-Hour Show welcome to my man, Dolo the Bandit.
What up, what up, what up? What's going down?
Dolo, what's good, bro?
Yo, man, that introduction, man, it reminds me of the work that we out here doing, man. I appreciate the love. It sound good.
That's real. Hey, that's and you deserve it. Look, you know, the thing I like to get everybody and all the listeners to understand, man, as an artist, you deserve to be introduced like that, just like any other, you know, mainstream superstar artist. You're just as talented. So you need to be recognized and you need to be introduced just like them, bro.
Oh, definitely, man. I associate with all the mainstream artists that are out there doing their thing as we speak. So it's only right, you know. It's definitely only
that's
right.
Real.
We out here working, and we are definitely, you know, just as talented as the masses. And we're showing improvement right now as we speak.
That's real. That's real. Well, I want to say first and foremost, man, thank you so much for joining us on the show tonight, man. It's a pleasure to have you on Indie Up Saturday with us, man. So thank you so much.
Definitely, man. I'm just happy to, you know, be able to, you know, constantly show the love and return the favors to the people who show love to me and appreciate the music that we're doing. And, you know, it's a beautiful thing, man. So I just love to reciprocate the love, man.
Now, let me get it in with you, bro. The first question, I mean, you know, of course, coming from hip hop, man, the home of hip hop, man. You know, where it all started at, you know, coming from, you know, that particular background and just looking at, you know, some of the talent that's coming up out there, you know, just coming from there, man, what give me and my girl Lady C, give us a summary give us an outlook of what the hip hop scene is looking like right now in New York. What's the hip hop, the up and coming hip hop scene? What is it looking like right now in New York?
Yo, the hip hop scene in New York right now, man. I would say for the most part, because we scour the streets, man. We out here. For the most part, you know, I'm affiliated or associated with most of everybody who's doing their thing coming out of New York right now, man. And I salute, you know, everybody from the Joey Badasses to the Fred the Gods to the Corey Guns and all the newcomers. You know, you got the Black Zombies and all of these guys with these movements. You got ASAP Rocky, you know, and that whole mob that's doing their thing. You got Azealia Banks who's coming through with that retro crazy funk dance sound and all that type of stuff. And I just think that it's definitely at a place where it's changing. We have a new generation and a new league of artists who are not afraid to be themselves and are not caught up in necessarily trying to be so New York rather than just being themselves and putting together their own sound. You know, whether you think, you know, the ASAPs, you know, he got the whole Texas swag thing going on and stuff like that. But for the most part, the influence and the style and the biggest part of the swag is coming from New York. You know these entities are coming from New York, and I think it's at a real it's at a place that it hasn't been in a while, in a long, long time, and it has the potential to actually change and become more relevant in the hip hop scene than it was, you know, let's say for like the last 5 to almost 10 years, you know.
Right.
Everything is, you know, we re-innovating, you know, and we're part of the new young generation. You know, we grew up on the golden era, and now you're starting to see the breed of what the golden era was able to do for the youngins coming up, listening and studying and watching how to do what they're doing now.
No doubt, no doubt. I agree. I think that the scene is, you know, in some retrospect, man, I think that the scene is definitely new, it's up and coming. But you know, the thing about it is, bro, and I'm gonna go back into, you know, in a little bit of definitely a really important question I want to ask you, especially of the state of hip hop, but first and foremost, man, tell us about Dolo the Bandit's music, man, and your new project and the new music you're working on. You know, the inspiration and what can the fans expect?
Right now we have Project Monarch, which is an EP that I put together. It's roughly about 5 songs that me and a producer by the name of Sickness, we locked in together and we just created a sound that, for the most part, now that I look back at it, it pays homage to the soul and the boom bap of New York hip hop, and it's very sampled, jazzy, dirty drum sound in hip hop, you know, and it's very musical, and it's music straight from the soul, man, and I think the fans will appreciate that. There's no exploitation of negativity. There's no paying homage to the cars, rims, and the chains. It's talking about real subjects, real topics, and stuff that's going to touch you on a personal level as you skip from 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And it's going to be a Canada release through this label out there, but at the same time, it's going to be on iTunes and available for everybody across the world.
That's real. That's real. I like that. I think that type of music is definitely, what a lot of the hip-hop fans want to hear. That's what a lot of the hip-hop fans like to hear, you know, and I definitely can't wait to hear it. Now, I've heard one of your joints off that, and we're going to be playing that tonight as well as your hit.
First single is Roach Clips.
Roach Clips, no doubt.
Yeah. That's one of the first singles off that Project Monarch.
Oh, no doubt. We're definitely gonna be playing that for everybody tonight, as well as your hit, Get Down. Now, your joint, bro, Get Down. When I heard it, I was like, yeah, I got to get my man Dolo on the D Hour show. After I heard that, I said I got to get Dolo on the show. After I heard Get Down, I was like, yeah, I got to get him on. First of all, the joint is hot. Now, if I'm not mistaken, you got feature placement for Get Down in Spike Lee's feature film. What is it? You're Nobody Till Somebody Kills You?
Yeah, You're Nobody Till Somebody Kills You. It's actually available on demand. So if you got a cable or, you know, one of those distributors, you can actually download the movie right now on demand. It came out just recently, a couple weeks ago. But, yeah, it was a beautiful thing, man. The song was placed in the movie, and it's definitely relevant to what the movie's about. And I was just happy to be able to have the song do so well. The song is actually one of the top songs that was featured on the mixtape that we have out right now called The Heist, Cold Black Op. And it's really like an introduction to Dolo the Bandit, if you don't know who Dolo the Bandit is, and kind of give you a pregame and a warm-up. But Get Down and a few other tracks, but particularly Get Down has done so well, it's kind of just been like speedboating, you know, through everything, man. So I appreciate everybody who loves the song, man, because it's definitely making noise.
That's real. Now, definitely before we get into some really good questions, definitely I want to get into it with you. I know my co-host Lady C definitely want to get one with you. We're gonna go ahead and play Get Down right now for everybody, so they can feel what I felt after I heard it. You know what I'm saying? And when we get back, bro, I definitely got a really important question for you, and I'm gonna let my girl Lady C get in. I know she wants to ask, you know, she got a question for you as well. But we're gonna get back to that. We may be able to get to the phone lines. We may have some callers calling in to holler at you as well. But right now we're gonna get it in with your hit joint, Dolo. Go ahead, bro. Introduce your song for everybody.
Yo, check it out, check it out. It's D to the OLO, and you're about to tune in to Get Down, one of the singles off my mixtape, The Heist, Cold Black Op.
There it is, right here, NDL Saturday, baby, an exclusive. Dolo the Bandit, we Get Down. Let's go.
Holla.
Holla. What up? Shut up. I'm smacked in the cut, trying to smack butt up. And my life is a smut. She wax, she won't. I'm like, that gon' ease up. Now grab on knees. Jesus. I'm clean cut like cold cuts for show though. Yeah, homo like gold dust. I'm grown up, but these niggas is feminine.
You ain't hard family, you hard king.
Eminem.
Dolo. Never ever pretended being Modell. I'm in the cheddar, cheddar, them Benjamins.
Oh no, this ain't a game, it's primogen.
Rogo.
Same as a chain, a synonym.
Fofo.
Yeah, I bang with Eminem. Get rid of them as soon as they send a man. So send your men. Me and my men, we winning in. Swimming. Men and women, friends and rooms and cinnamon.
Yeah, see we shut that down and hit them up, split them up like the dust duck down. It's where the buck stop chunk, the pump cock round. We tell them get down. Yeah, see we shut that down and hit them up, split them up like the dust duck down. It's where the buck stop chunk, the pump cock round. We tell them get down.
My old man tell me don't waste time. I know man, me no waste time. Now I grind like floor jams. I rhyme, I flow man. I shine, I glow man. I twist and roll slip. I hit and blow man. See, I don't take it from no man. I grip the full click and split the whole can. I get the dough quick. I flip the program. I switch the program. Get with the program like Omar Epps. I'm too deep and all y'all slept. I'm too deep like Omar Epps. I can set a trend. Who you trying to ball with? We medicine ball big. You better call quits. It's better to forfeit. I shredder your whole click. Fit like a camel. This mammal is more sick. And the forfeit is tough. That fella dangerous. Pop the metal. Them shots to settle up where your brain is.
Yeah, see we shut that down and hit them up. Split them up like the dust duck down. It's where the buck stop chunk. The pump cock round. We tell them get down. Yeah, see we shut that down and hit them up. Split them up like the dust duck down. It's where the buck stop chunk. The pump cock round. We tell them get down.
Welcome back, welcome back. D Hour Show, Indie Up Saturday. That was Dolo the Bandit with Get Down right here on the D Hour Show. You already know Indie Up Saturday. D Slate in the building, Lady C in the building. Right here talking to my man Dolo the Bandit. Dolo, what's good?
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. What it is.
You already know. Head, yeah, I mean, first of all, hey, the opening line, I just love the opening line. What up? Shut up. I love the opening line, bro. I'm loving
yeah,
it.
Yeah, man. It's about having fun, man. I like having fun with my audience. I like having fun with my fans. And I like showing my fans that I'm actually enjoying what I do. So that's where it comes from, man. I got a real sense of humor. And I enjoy what I do. And I love what I do. And I like that to show in the music, you know? So that's where it comes from.
That's real. I like that, though. I like that. Lady C, you got any questions for Dolo? Lady C?
Lady C.
Is my girl Lady C in the building?
She might have stepped out.
Lady C? Yeah, she probably stepped out on me. She'll be back.
No doubt.
Lady C? All right. Well, let me get to the important question, Dolo. Let me get to the important. First of all, bro, you know, a lot of cats that, you know, there's a lot of cats out there, and I've spoken to a lot of the forefronters, man, a lot of the mainstream, or a lot of the big names in hip-hop, you know, Special Ed, Master Ace, you know, cats like that. It's a lot of cats that's not happy with the state of hip-hop right now. You know, it's a lot of cats that's not happy with the state of hip-hop, and it's a lot of them who, you know, they're not, some of them feel like that some of the new artists they don't have personality, man. They don't have that type of swag that, you know, a lot of the forefronters, a lot of the old school cats have. So you always hear a lot of people saying they need to bring real hip hop back. In a big statement out there right now, the question is whether or not hip hop is dead. What do you think about that? You know, how do you feel about it when you hear cats talking like that?
I mean, I like the discussion. I like the fact that we are sensitive enough to feel like, you know, the craft that we love is not being appreciated like it should. Whether I agree that hip hop is dead or not, I feel like it's always up for debate. I feel like at this current state that there's a lot of great things, there's a lot of good things in hip hop. There's a lot of things changing. The music direction is changing. And then there's always going to be those parts and pieces of hip hop that are, you know, the type of things that may be holding us back or taking us backwards or maybe aren't the best. But it's always going to be like that because this is the business of music. And this is, you know, when it comes to business, you know, the number one priority is always going to be money. So you're going to always have to go through the balances of compromising the dollar versus the love and, you know, all of those things. But I believe that though there are artists out here that may or may not be the most charismatic and the most talented and all these things, I feel like there are a lot of artists out here that are talented, you know, including myself. And as long as those artists are supported, to stay relevant and stay out here, I think that, you know, that should be more of the focus than worrying about what things that are negative. You know, I think if we focus on the artists that we do love and the music that we do love and we support that and we make sure it goes number one and they're selling records and you're going to the shows and you're buying and you're supporting the artists who you feel that are it, then that will help keep the love of the music and the things that people are complaining about they not getting, that'll help keep it out there. But if you don't do nothing about it and, you know, you're just sitting there debating and pointing the fingers and you're not, being proactive, then, you know, what's the point?
Now, when you hear cats talking like that, now it's like even if you have to point the finger, like, I mean, which, you know, who do you think would be to blame for the fact that people just not a lot of people not happy with a lot of, you know, with the way hip hop is right now? I mean, is that blamed on the major labels? Is that blamed on mainstream radio, or is that even blamed on the artists?
When you want to talk about the bigger picture of things, a question like that is not, there's no one answer to that. And it's
right.
there's many layers to, you know, how things are facilitated. I can't blame a rapper for doing what he needs to do to pay his bills. I can't blame a rapper for putting out, you know, the music that he feels is going to be approved to the people who are cutting his check. You know, I can't get into that discussion. You know, if we want to get the answers as far as, you know, who's to blame and is it the labels, is it that? I mean, it all comes down to who's in power, you know, who has the real control. Is it the fans that have the control? Is it the fans that are making their artists who are putting out the music that they love and appreciate that is empowering them and enlightening them? Are they making that artist number one? You know, are they requesting that artist on the radio? Are they going to the shows? You know, that type of proactivity enables you to be able to decipher who's it on. You know, is it the radio? Is it the labels? Because if we don't purchase it or if we don't, you know, popularize it, then it can no longer exist, you know? Just like how you have to vote for your president, you know, you can't get mad about who's your president if you didn't vote for who you wanted to be in office.
That's real. I like that. Absolutely. I think that, and I agree with you. I think that you know, it's a music is an ever changing industry, you know, and you know even back then, you know, some of the music was perceived as new and a fad, and you know, and of course it evolved to something great, but you know, those are the type of things that you know, that you hear. Anytime music starts evolving, anytime music starts changing with the times, you know, so definitely. those are the type of comments that you're going to hear all the time. So I agree with you, bro. Definitely. We're gonna go to the phone lines real quick. We got my man Jerry in the building. Jerry, any up Saturday with D Slate. Got my man Dolo the Bandit in the building. What's going on?
Hey, what's good, D Slate, Lady C. Dolo, Roach Clips, baby, Roach Clips.
What's going on, Jerry? What's the deal?
Slow motion, man, slow motion. Just checking in. Glad to see you getting some additional shine. Great show.
Yeah,
great
man.
With you. You know what I mean?
No doubt, bro. Appreciate you for calling in, bro. You got any questions for my man Dolo?
No, man. You know what? I just wanted to shout him out. I hadn't talked to him in a minute.
That's real.
Coach Clips was the last joint, and then his performance at BET Music Matters. He performed one of the only hip hop cats that performed with a live band. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Down like that. So I just wanted
Was it a live band, I was one of the only hip hop acts. I was performing with a rock band, a punk rock band at that.
Mm-hmm.
I think the even greater part of it is that you were still ripping it, knowing that you was the only hip hop act there.
Oh, he killed it.
Oh yeah, definitely, man. That's what it's about.
Yes, I just wanted to say, you know, congratulations. Keep up the good work. I'm watching you. You know what I mean? And D Slate, first time I ever came in on your show, but I'm enjoying your style, bro. Good job.
Nah, that's what's up.
Hey, I appreciate it, bro. Thank you so much for tuning in, man. It's that's what it's all about, man. Giving, and just like I told Dolo earlier, man, independent and up and coming artists, they deserve to be heard. They deserve to be showcased, just like any other mainstream artist, because they just a talent.
Yes, sir.
We working, baby. We working. I'm on my way to the studio right now, man. We working.
That's real.
Right, cool. Hey, thanks for taking my call, man. I appreciate it.
Hey, Jerry, thanks so much for calling in, bro.
No worries. Salute.
Getting it in, baby. It's D Slate in the building. Got my man Dolo the Bandit right now. Dolo, let me ask you this. Let me get to this last question with you. You know, just thinking about, bro, some of the things that you've done, man, and actually it's a two-parter, but just thinking about some of the things that you've done, what would you consider the, you know, everybody has a moment in their career. It's a moment in their career that they will never forget, you know, what's the turning point for them. It's always a moment, that turning point in somebody's career that they would never forget, a happy moment that they would never forget. What was that moment for you?
I would say my happiest moment, man, was realizing that I was still alive on this planet, you know, after I got, you know, shot in the face and, you know, and actually was, you know, I thought I wasn't going to make it. You know, I really thought I was out for the count. And, you know, after taking such a huge blow, you know, and being able to still get back up as I am now and recuperate in the time period that I have, you know, it just enabled me to know that I'm blessed, man. And that right there has been the resurgence of, like, you know, me taking my elevating to the next level, basically.
No doubt. Well, you know what? I think that you know the wonderful thing is just that, you know, artists, you know, just you know, they always have this, you know, they always have this moment, you know, that gives them the, you know, the, because you already got talent. The talent is already there. But when you have moments like that, man, I mean, it gives you life. It gives your career life, man, and it breathes life into your career, and it just gives you the type of confidence that you need to keep it pushing, to keep it moving. Because, you know, some people tend to give up on their careers, man, but, you know, some people have moments in their life, man, where they just like, nah, I live and breathe this, and I'm going to keep it moving.
Nah, definitely, man. This was a defining moment, you know, for me. And I say that because it's still relevant. This is something that I'm currently dealing with right now, you know. But just shortly, you know, a short time period ago, I didn't know if I'd be able to rap anymore. I didn't know if I'd be able to produce anymore. You know, I didn't know if I'd be able to do music anymore. We had, you know, I had recorded Project Monarch, which is the EP that's being, you know, it's going to be out this December. But we roughly right after I had recorded and finished that project, you know, I was almost taken off this earth, you know, and there was no real time lapse or time frame, rather, that I was going, that I knew that I was going to recover. You know, you get a cut, you get a scratch, you know, you break a bone, you know, oh, I got 2 weeks to heal up. Oh, you know, I got 6 months to heal up. What, you know, what has happened to me really was something that I couldn't put my finger on as far as if I'm.
That's real. That's real, bro. Now, bro, looking at some of the artists out there, man, some of the amateur artists, man, some of the artists that's coming out that want to be in music, you know, and want to make a career in music, man, and just want to be in that musical spotlight, you know, so bad. Ladies and gentlemen, it looks like my man Dolo dropped off the line real quick. Hopefully we'll be able to get him back in into the line, and I'll be able to finish this up with my man Dolo. Incredible artist. Definitely hoping you guys is feeling this joint. Get down. We're getting ready to also, before we get back, we're going to get back to another music break, and you'll get a chance to hear Dolo's new joint, Roach Clips. And, yeah, it don't mean that it's that we got roaches running around with Uzis or nothing like that. Nah, Roach Clips. You'll get a chance to check that out and get a chance to feel it like I did when I peeped it out, and that's one of the reasons why I got my man Dolo on the show tonight. You know, very talented artist, very, very talented brother, and it's always good, you know, to see, you know, it's always good to have incredible artists and talented artists on a show showcasing, you know, their music and just talking to them and getting to know them a whole lot better. And that's what it's all about. You know, when you're listening to artist music, you're listening to, you know, their heart, you're listening to their talent. But you also want to, you know, get interviews in. You want to listen to interviews to kind of get to know them a whole lot better, to understand, you know, why they are the type of artist that they are. I think that's what's really important, you know, about getting interviews in, you know, with great artists and, you know, and up and coming artists. And, you know, sooner or later, Dolo gonna be out there on the mainstream, and you know, people will be able to say, I heard him first on the D Hour show, getting it in with D Slate, talking about, you know, he's getting ready to be on the scene. So, and that's where it's all about. It starts there. Real radio. Look, you better take your damn medicine. I told you, real radio. Get it in. Get real with it. Shout out to my man Jit Chronicles from Ground Hard Radio. Jit. Shout out to my man Jit Chronicles. Y'all better check out Grind Hard Radio. They're getting it in over there, as always, doing it. Shout out to my man Kano the Pyro, HME Radio, broadcaster from Las Vegas, New Vegas. Also to my girl Ebony B, straight out of Seattle, Frontline Fridays. She's doing it. Frontline Fridays. Soldiers, you better salute to Frontline Fridays. That's real. Indie Up Saturday, getting it in. Hopefully, my man Dolo will be able to call back in so we can finish this up with him. But, you know, I think I might be able to get you guys some and all the basketball fans out there. Let me hit you up with some quick scores real quick. Some scores around the league right now. Scores. Let's see what's going on in NBA right now. It's a couple of solid games. It's a couple of solid games going on right now. Let's peep the technique and see what we got going on right now. Toronto, the Raptors faced the Boston Celtics and lost 107-89. Rajon Rondo, 6 points, 2 rebounds, 20 assists. How the hell you let somebody get 20 assists? I really don't understand that. Utah Jazz facing the Washington Wizards, and the Jazz came out on top, 83-76. A. Jefferson, 21 points, 13 rebounds. man, and the Dallas Mavericks is facing the Cleveland Cavaliers right now. It's a doozy, and the Mavs are up 101-95 with 24.9 seconds left. Can Cleveland do it without LeBron? Well, we don't know. They got my man Kay Irvin over there, so he's doing his thing. Memphis Grizzlies, one of the premier teams in the West right now, facing the Charlotte. And Memphis is on top, 88-77 right now in the fourth, 2 minutes left. Denver facing San Antonio. San Antonio up by 20 in the third, 62-42. Milwaukee facing New Orleans. It's a barnyard burner over there. New Orleans is up 65-64 in the third. Chicago, my Bulls, facing the L.A. Clippers. That Clippers got that solid squad over there. I know my Bulls going to be – I know they're going to be able to turn it out. Come on, Bulls. Clippers is up 38-25. Bulls is in L.A. right now. So, I know, you know, it's crazy out there in L.A., but, you know, Bulls, don't get lost. Don't get lost. And Miami, the Heat, facing the Suns. The Heat against the Suns. That's a hot-ass game right there. And Phoenix is up. 44-37 against the Heat. Somebody even lost their mind over there in Miami. But those are the scores right now. And definitely, you know, keep it locked, people. Keep it locked right now. We're going to go ahead and hopefully my man Dolo can get a chance to call back. Well, I tell you, you know, cell phones will tend to do that to you, boy. Drop on you and it get crazy. But right now, we're going to get into some quick hits, and hopefully we'll get it in about 15 minutes. We'll be talking to the beautiful Miss Cassandra O'Neill. She's going to be in the building with us, so we'll definitely get a chance to get in with her. And it looks like my man Dolo back in the building.
Yeah.
Dolo, what's good?
Yo, we in the city, man, and, you know, Sandy kind of messed up the satellites out here. So,
yeah, I know Sandy did some damage out there, man. But it's good to see that y'all recovering, man. And it's good to see that everybody is picking it up again.
Definitely, man. Definitely. We staying strong out here, and we working through it. But you know, there's forces out here that's at work.
That's real. Well, the last question I was getting into, bro, I wanted to ask you. You know, some of the up-and-coming artists, man, and those artists that want to be in music, man, and want to be where you at and just want to be able to make their musical dreams come true, bro. What advice do you give these cats?
Yo, first and foremost, man, you got to see it, you got to believe it, and then you got to make everybody else believe it, you know, and nothing comes easy, you know. It's hard work, it's working smart, and it's definitely, you know, nothing is overnight. There are no overnight celebrities, and if there are, you know, you probably don't want to be one of them. But you know, it's all about the hard work, it's all about the grind, man. And if this is where you see yourself and this is what you really want to be and what you want to do, you
That's
know
real.
You have to you got to put in that work, man. It don't stop, you know. It don't stop from you recording a song. It takes more than just, you know, you thinking that you got a hot song or you hottest dude on your block or, you know, all of that stuff is cool, but it's way beyond that, you know. And
That's real.
You got to remember that this is a business first and foremost, you know, and everything else will fall in place.
No doubt, man. Very well said, man. Definitely appreciate that, and I know all the up-and-coming artists appreciate that as well. Any shout outs, bro, you wanna shout out there real quick?
Definitely. Yo, shout out to AF1, we out here working. Shout out to the Take Mob crew, shout out to the executives, shout out to Elevator Music, shout out to my boy Rashad out there putting out that nice R&B soul, another leader in this, you know, real music revolution that's going on out here. Shout out to Super Mario. You know, shout out to Pitcher Candy. Hold it down. We're going to get you in a second, my dude. And, you know, shout out to the whole NYC, BX. We out here.
That's real. That's real, baby. And tell if Rashad putting hot music out there like that, bro, tell Rashad to hit me up so we can get him on the air. So we get him in some airplay. Tell him to hit me up so we can get him on some airplay and get his music out there, man, because, you know, people deserve to hear his music as well.
Yeah, for sure, man. I could definitely forward that without a doubt. He's straight out of Ohio. Dude is talented. Songwriter, music producer. You know, he got a couple tracks on the Currency album that just dropped not too recently. And,
that's a beautiful thing with him being from Ohio, man. I'm kind of giving Ohio some props right now. It was Ohio that helped keep our brother back in the office, man. So, Ohio, shout out to y'all out there.
Exactly,
you know what I'm
right?
Helping keep Obama back in the POTUS spot. So, Ohio, y'all get props big time.
They kept him in the building.
Kept him. You know what I'm saying? Another four more years. That's real. Now, if anybody want to catch up with you online, bro, or, you know, listen to some of your music, or, you know, any of the social networking sites, you know, where would they be able to find you at?
Yo, you can holler at me at Twitter. That's at Dolo the Bandit. DOLOTHEBANDIT. You can holler at me on Facebook, Dolo the Bandit. You can holler at me on Reverb Nation, Dolo the Bandit. MySpace, Dolo the Bandit. You can even hit me up on the email, DoloTheBandit@gmail.com.
There it is, and I'm pretty sure you got an Instagram too.
Instagram at Dolo the Bandit. We make it real
there
easy
it is,
for
baby.
Everybody.
And I know that's the new flavor. Your boy D Slay was kind of slow on it, man. I had a couple of artists and celebrity artists had to hit me up on the whole Instagram business. But
hey, it's all right, man, because yo, I'm a youngin' and I don't even really care too much for the Instagrams and all of those things, but you got to do what you got to do, man. This is an internet-driven era.
It is, bro. I agree. It's a huge internet-driven era right now. And
me, I'm more of a, you know, personable person, and you know, I like real life type of stuff. I feel like social networks, take away from that. You know, people don't know how to shake hands and. They don't have any people skills because they're so busy on the keyboard or they're able to do so much on a goddamn computer or on the phone.
Absolutely.
I can stay in my house. You know, it's so crazy. I can stay in my house. I can order food. I can buy clothes. I can, you know, go to work and I can communicate
It's almost like they're trying to keep you down. They just saying, no, you ain't got to bring your ass outside. You can order whatever
you
want.
Exactly. You don't got to. Exactly, you know. And I'm more of a real person, man. I like being alive, man. I like knowing that, you know, we able to, you know, touch each other and you know, and really pass on energies, man. I feel like social networks take away from that. But on the business end, social networks are, you know, great, man. You're able to communicate with a vast, majority of people all over the world instantly. And it's a beautiful thing as far as being able to communicate and spread the word, promote and things of that nature. You know, but for the most part, man, I like being in real life, man. I like saying what's up to the fans. I like being there, seeing their face and all of those things. So, you know, you can't have one without the other, but there's always preferences.
That's real, bro. No doubt, man. Well, Dolo, bro, I want to say, man, it was a pleasure, man. It was an honor to have you on the show with us tonight, man. Absolutely enjoyed it. I know the fans enjoyed it. As far as we're concerned, at the D Hour Network, man, as far as we're concerned, bro, the D Hour, this is your home, man. You welcome here anytime. You know, you got a key to the crib. You family now, man.
We're going to make sure we hit you with music all the time.
That's real, man.
We got a new mixtape coming out.
And it's going to get played all the time. Absolutely.
Nah, that's what's up, baby.
We feeling the music. I know the fans is feeling the music, man. And like I said before, we're going to keep supporting you and everything you're doing.
Yeah, I appreciate it, man. Really, really appreciate it.
No doubt, bro. And you have a blessed night, man, and you keep dropping that heat.
Definitely, man. I'll speak to y'all soon.
All right, now.
100.
Dolo the Bandit hanging out with your boy D Slate out of here, you know what I'm saying, dropping that heat. And we're going to go ahead and get to some get to a hit break real quick and play a couple of joints in. We gotta take a music break. You know, every now and then, I know y'all get tired of D Slate dropping this knowledge on you, dropping knowledge on you all the time. And I got more knowledge to come. But right now, I got some hits for you, and we're gonna kick it off with my man Dolo the Bandit's new joint from his new EP. It's Roach Clips right here on the D Hour Show's Indie Up Saturday. Let's go.
Hey yo, I rolled up out of clips. When the smoke clears, them folks scared of my abyss. God is my witness, I've been through a lot of shit. With no pencil, I dreamt through how it's written. Hope I'm forgiven for most of the sins I'm committing. It's actual and factual, abstract, abstruse. Attract those who trying to extract my juice. Cause my glass is full, they won't spill my blood. Damn, that's some bull. Mad at all, no, I ain't mad at all. I'm just a trifle, your life might fuck your wife. Justify my actions as a mic assassin. God MC, fighting with the titans clashing. You a has-been, they still remember me on. Till infinity and beyond, like Buzz Lightyear. This year, my buzz right where it need to be. Black and yellow, Camaro rumble when the speakers bleed. The jungle is the
turn
truth to me.
Like the judge, turn it up.
Back.
That's the
stuff,
yak in my cup, yup. These are the few things that help me relax. I pour my soul in the drink and then I fade to black.
Turn it up,
like the judge, turn it up.
Bring it back.
That's the stuff, yak in my cup, yup. These are the few things that help me relax.
Yeah.
I pour my soul in the drink and
yeah.
then I fade to black.
The shit that I'm about to do, latitude like a falcon is how I move. My attitude is play a song, pain on my longitude, the altitude. Say I'm wrong when I launch a few shells. Till your scalp back, I'm about that. Stepping out the house black. Weapons black, boots black, suitcase. Get robbed for your black card. That man's evangelist. The bandit is the handsomest. New York to Los Angeles. Take a glance at this. Can take it for granted. We taking it for ransom. Make it so my grandsons is rich. Having fun till my funds weigh a ton of bricks. So when I'm done with it, I'll still be young as shit. Run away from the government. Cause the way that they running this is punishment we under. And you wonder if it doesn't exist. Read between the lines, I don't even skip chapters. I ain't even lying, I don't need an it factor.
Turn it up,
like the judge,
turn it up.
Bring it back.
That's the stuff,
yak in my cup, yo.
These are the stuff, few things that help me relax. I pour my soul in the drink and then I fade to black.
Turn it up,
like the judge,
turn it up.
Bring it back.
That's the stuff, yak in my cup, yo.
These are the stuff, few things that help me relax. I pour my soul in the drink and then
now
I fade to
black. Like a psycho, Michael, cut off my nose in spite of my face. No, typo, cut off some hoes in spite of my waist. Call it ISO, it's ISO. I'm just ensuring my endurance. Call it Geico, but call it Night Ho. And you could get it in a minute. Got that hot toe, I ain't with it. Tough flea, gotta bring that sour D. Gotta hit that hourly. Beat it up so powerfully. Eat it up like Sarah Lee. Tower 3, shower me with bouquet. Hooray, there's a new champion, it's a new day. So much hairspray in, yeah, this shit look like toupee. Souffle, spitter, need that water boy, Bobby Boucher. So what they gon' say? I'm outside the club doing my thing all day. Leather on, acting ridiculous, like I'm Sid Vicious. Chasing kids down bridges, on my foot, we rolls
are
ridden.
Turn it up,
like the judge,
turn it up.
Bring it back.
That's the stuff, yak in my cup, yup. These are the stuff, few things that help me relax. I pour my soul in the drink and then I fade to black.
Turn it up,
like the judge,
turn it up.
Bring it back. That's the stuff, yak in my cup, yup. These are the stuff, few things that help me relax. I pour my soul in the drink and then I fade to black.
Up like you on the ground looking up. Walk through the room and shut it down like Frieza. Zero Mortal Kombat, face out of it. Can't stand the heat under the suns like Steve Valet to the gang, cause I'm holding all the kids. This ain't no group on, group on, bitches, the hell are you on? No emoticon can do ever get on. The shit that I'm doing might off your talk. Call it a coup de ville, fuck it in your reserve spot. Top, 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 and it all go, man, this shit, I named me Oscar. Grey Goose vodka, and you ain't getting a nod. When money is the mantra, the minis bound to conquer. If you own the throne, then who the hell is gonna stop?
Thank you. run around with gang rulers. Still on the grind, I'm never just letting fame fool us. I see you conversating with the same losers. That's only good for talking shit and entertaining rumors. I'm making money off this white, got a nice balance. Got me adding more soda, no strike challenge. People telling me go hard cause you nice though. It only take one line to fall off. Tightrope. Internet rappers say they paying dues, but really all they doing is paying for views. The government don't give a damn, they want us to lose. Only way you ever famous if you make the news. Only concerned with my team, but I never pretend. I'm Frank Lucas when it come to that 20%. Niggas been acting funny as of lately though. They playing stupid like Cuban Gooding in radio. All I ever want is my mama hear me on radio. Tell her park up the Nissan, get in this damn Mercedes though. Some days I wanna say fuck it, but I got a CDL spirit, I just keep trucking. I think it's time that we really take initiative. And if you join the team, understand what your position is. All this fake jewelry to say you own, I see you on that monkey shit, no Davy Jones.
Welcome back. Welcome back. EDF Saturday. D Slate in the building playing the hits. You already know how we do it. As always, the Over Redenbacher Radio. We keep it popping all the time right here on EDF Saturday. Blog Talk Radio, no doubt. That was my man Hop the Great with No Friends in the Industry. And then you heard my girl Jessica Montoya with Pull Me Back In. And before that was my girl Phoenix's own Mini with Double This. And of course you heard my man Dolo the Bandit with his new joint Roach Clips, getting it in like that as always, playing the hits. And we'll continue to keep playing the hits all the time as long as you keep continuing to listen to the D Hour Show Network every Sunday through Thursday and Saturday, getting it in for the fit-ins. And you know we always playing the hits. NDF Saturday is all about the independent and up-and-coming artists. And if you are a rapper, singer, songwriter, poet, you want your music played on our show, you want to be interviewed on the D Hour Show, all you have to do is email us at dhourshow@gmail.com. That's dhourshow@gmail.com. You can also catch up with us on MySpace, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube. Just search the keywords D Hour Show. We're on all the networks, all the social networks, getting it in and networking with everybody. And that's what it's all about. This, like my man Dolo said earlier, this is a internet-driven era right now. Everybody's communicating on the internet. I mean, like I said before, they're trying to keep you in the crib. They don't want you to go nowhere. They want you to order you. They want you to get food, drink, movies. Talk to people. They want you to do everything from the internet. They don't want you to leave your house. They do not want you to leave your house. They want you to sit right there where you at, chilling and just communicating and conversating from the internet. I'm telling you, it's huge. Internet space is big. It's big. Now, apparently, ladies and gentlemen, and hopefully we'll get an opportunity to interview her and have her on the show. But apparently there is a young lady out by the name of Jara Everett, who has a book coming out called Jump Off. Now you say, D. Slate, what is Jump Off? What is that? Well, it looks like we got another individual exposing the Hollywood life, exposing certain individuals in Hollywood once again. Man, I would think that a lot of the stars and superstars in Hollywood, I would think that you guys would want to just keep it on the low. Because, and it's like, even when you try to keep it on the low, it still ain't on the low. I think that's the craziest thing about it. But she has a book out. It's called Jump Off. And it's a self-published book. She's putting on Amazon on November 23rd. In the book, Miss Everett shares various detailed stories of her life since she was 15. She claims to have been intimate with many celebrity figures at one point or another, including R. Kelly, Shorty Red, Jazzy Faye, Shaq, Big Shaq Attack, Young Jeezy, Suge Knight, and Tupac. The book serves as a self-reflection for other women to read and relate to. She says, I wrote this book for the other women to learn about themselves through my stories. So many women are jump-offs, whether intentional or not, but now they can see themselves where they are right now and take control of where they are going. Wow. Well, looks like we got another one. We got another one out there exposing and telling life stories. Telling you, man, I think, and it's like when you listen to different things, you see different things going on in Hollywood and a lot of the crazy stories that are coming out of Hollywood. It's like now, especially relationship-wise and, you know, marriage and everything like that. I know some of the regular people out there who are fans of the celebrities don't like it. But it's like, I think that's the reason why some celebrities, they only date celebrities and they only marry other celebrities. Because I think that, you know, in their eyes, I think they're looking at it as they don't know whether or not somebody is with them for them or the money or the fame. You know, and just truly don't know, you know, what the real intentions are. And you may not ever know the real intentions. Some people say, well, you do know, you know, you do know, or you would find out about what somebody's real intentions are. No, it's some people out there that are just that good. That are just that good with lying real well, hiding their emotions. There's some people out there that's really good. I'm talking about people that can lie to a lie detector. With no sweat. So I think, Hollywood is a mother, and I think that for all the artists out there that's trying to make it in entertainment, or you know, whether it's music or film and television or whatever the case may be, hey, you better tread lightly, or you're gonna be stepping in all types of shiznit. So tread real light. I'm talking like ninja light. Like you treading like a ninja. Nobody even know where you're at. Nobody know where you're coming. You just stroll up on somebody. You don't even know. Like, damn, you kind of quiet with it. You know, I gotta tread lightly around here. This Hollywood, I gotta tread lightly. But that's what it's all about. So just to all my independent up-and-coming artists out there, man, just be careful. Be careful and just know what you're getting into, you know, because it's doggy dog. And I know that's a cliche type of statement, but it's real, though. It's doggy dog. So just be careful out there and know who you surround yourself around and know who you're interacting with, because you never know who video recording you or audio recording you. And, hell, look at Hulk Hogan, you know, getting his swerve on. And didn't know that a chick and her ex and her hubby at the time, and don't even get me started with that, but didn't even know that they was recording him while he was getting his swerve on. Hulk Hogan getting a swervy swerve on and getting recorded. You know, and he, you know, I mean, if he would have started throwing up the you know, the guns and, you know, let me tell you something, Mean Gene, and he, if he would have started talking like that, then, you know, then, yeah, you would have probably figured, like, okay, he's in on it. But, nah, he was doing his thing and didn't know he was getting recorded and took his ex-friend, well, I don't know if it's still his best friend, but took his best friend and his ex-wife to court. And I don't know whether or not American-driven Hulk Hogan got broke off in court, but it happens. It happens, man. It's like people taking people to court like nothing these days. That's why you got to be careful. Got to be careful, boy. People out there just trying to get they 40 acres and a mule real quick. D. Slade in the building. I'm still not sure whether or not we'll get an opportunity to talk to Miss Cassandra O'Neill. Hopefully she'll get a chance to call in. You know, but before we end off the show tonight. But if not, you know, I mean, it just says that she's really busy and she's doing her thing, and you know, maybe we'll get another chance to talk to her. But hopefully we'll see. But that's the info out there, ladies and gentlemen. So like I said before, be careful. You never know what's jumping off. You never know what's going down in Hollywood. Hollywood's swinging. Literally, they swinging out there. So, like you know, swinging. I think you know what I'm talking about. But we're going to go ahead and, you know, D. Slade got to do his thing right now. I'm going to go ahead and give you guys a nice little hip-hop trio. Three back-to-back independent up-and-coming artists hip-hop hits. Oh yeah, we got some in for you. We got some in for you. I got my man Chris Ness with some Skittles and iced tea. Yeah, that's a crazy combination, but the song is on fire. My man Fred Freak Looks with Red Cup 7. And I got my girl Risk A. Something to me. Right here, Hip Hop Trio. Indie Up Saturday, D. Slate, in the building, open the door, open the window, it's breezy, let me close the damn window once again, because, sometimes I just walk around with nothing but a smile on my face, but let me go ahead and kick it off for you right here, Indie Up Saturday, Chris Ness, Skittles, and iced tea, you thirsty? Hey, I'm going to go get me something to drink, be back.
Yeah. My big mama gon' be feeling this shit. Go ahead, go on, boy. Nah. Now don't be walking while you black, man. They killing brothers over Skittles and iced tea. Man, how would you look at these niggas and all these folk who act like being niggas? But the truth is, they nothing like we are. They wanna be us, but really they don't wanna be a nigga. I got a good feeling this year. We all go get on, man. We cool in the direction I was headed. And they saying perfection's unreal. Watch your boy get it. I can feel it, baby. I'm closer than ever. So all them pretty pictures I was clipping out of Vogue and pinning on mama's walls. And the type that I be dating, but aside from all the glamour shit, I'm really for the art. Yeah, instead of chasing money, I know I'm just gonna fuck off. It's just stop worrying about it. Your head straight enough. Sister, I'ma love you regardless. Even with the hair wraps and the cuck above. You the shit, black queen. Mother love, would you look at us? Just look at us and how they doing us. Man, they kill Lil Trey, they kill Huey P, they kill Fred Hampton, they shot him in his sleep. They killed the Versi boys, they hung him from a tree. They killed Troy Davis, fuck the police. But niggas still don't understand. Today is not a mistake. It's all a part of the plan. That if a crooked government just can raise the stakes, even you ain't mistaken. It's the heart of a black man.
That's why we stay hard-headed, fighting over land we don't own, killing our own. But be mad when the cops do it, these little niggas confused. Cut off that BET, think on your own. Cause Mr. I'm so sway, he won't save you. And racks on racks on racks won't raise you. From a grave brought about from a fable, put together by some niggas just to entertain you. But your mama gon' be feeling this shit like, go ahead, gone, boy. Go ahead, gone, boy. Big mama gon' be feeling this shit. Go ahead, gone, boy. Go ahead, gone, boy. Big mama gon' be feeling this shit.
This song is dedicated to the family of Trayvon Martin, the family of Kenneth Chamberlain, the family of Troy Davis, the family of Kendrick McDade, the family of Wendell Allen, family of Oscar Grant, and all the other families that have lost in the struggle. I know it's not much. It's a start, though, right? Just for Trayvon, baby.
Is she like me? Bet they do. And they like me.
Feeling like a soul when they see me coming up. Bright lights everywhere, same color as my cup. All kind of liquor, spray, mix it up. This is how we living, always red cups sipping. Fill me up, 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 fill me up. Cold in my cup, fill me up, fill me up, fill me up, fill me up, yeah. This is how we living, always red cups sipping. Party, 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 red cup always on me. Never on an empty filled with rum or that Bacardi. All these girlies here on naughty, gassing like a harlot. Shorty said I'll let you if you promise that you call me and I won't. Ha, next on them groupies like what's up. And I tell them how it is, only this drink up in my cup. Feeling good, Hollywood, camera phones wanna flicker. It's a celebration, might as well take a picture. Got these hunters wrapped up, pockets dripping like a faucet bank. Tellers wanna faint when they look at my deposit. Holla, give me and I got it. Liquor always on it different, but the cup it never switches. Always red cup, sipping, get it. Feeling like a soul when they see me coming up. Bright lights everywhere, same color as my cup. All kind of liquor, spray, mix it up. This is how we living, always red cups sipping. Fill me up, 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 fill me up. Cold in my cup, fill me up, fill me up, fill me up, fill me up. This is how we living, always red cups sipping. Fill me up, sober life is boring. Freak is in the building, ladies stay adoring. So rock they steady pouring, I'ma drink it, keep it going. My dapper you can't imitate, but live it for the moment. My apparel looking spiffy, got these haters looking flimsy. When I flex, I feel gorgeous, my check equals more great. Liquor store in the basement, Patron is what we on next. KOD in the living room, upstairs, same sex. I'm always watching season, call me free for good reasons. Do my thing, ain't in the season, like my parties by the Legion. Bottles free, I got my freedom, so let's toast it that this evening. Another toast because we're breathing. Red cups got me feeding. Lit. Feeling like a soul when they see me coming up. Bright lights everywhere, same color as my cup. All kind of liquor, spray, mix it up. This is how we living, always red cups sipping. Fill me up, 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 fill me up. Cold in my cup, fill me up, fill me up, fill me up, fill me up. Yeah. This is how we living, always red cups sipping. Fill me up, fill me up. If you got a red cup, fill me up. Someone fill me up, fill me up, fill me up, fill me up. If you got a red cup, fill me up. If you got a red cup, fill me up. Let's get it.
the lips. Think that I'm in a flower. In your arms I feel safe there. Even if I gotta go, I wanna stay there.
Okay, say baby, say baby. I ain't trying to tell you what to do, but you need to leave that guy you love, cause the love ain't true. Nah. And once again, I ain't telling you what to do. I'm just telling you what I feel, cause I'm really feeling you. Yeah. And let's be real, you know you feeling the same.
How you know?
I mean, you do call me like every single day.
What that mean?
That you rather talk to me than your nigga, cause this nigga much more man than your nigga. If I was with you, I would buy you anything you want. If I was with you, I would give you everything you need. Girl, I promise.
Girl, I
promise to never break this promise. And boo, I'm never joking. Whenever I'm making the promise you did, you deserve.
In your arms I feel safe there. Even if I gotta go, I wanna stay there.
Real hip hop. Are you a lover of hip hop? Do you know without a shadow of a doubt that hip hop is not dead? Then if you do, the place to be is nodyourhead.web.com. At Nod Your Head, get exactly what you want. Pure hip hop, real hip hop, untainted hip hop, and all of the above. Come to nodyourhead.web.com and get all the latest in hip hop news, videos, and hip hop music. And see interviews with some of the hottest stars in the game, past and present. And if you come to nodyourhead.web.com, you might just take a trip down hip hop's memory lane. That's nodyourhead.web.com. So come on through, and let's make sure hip hop stays alive and well, no doubt.
Yeah, welcome back. Welcome back. Indy Up Saturday in the building. D Slate getting it in for the fit ins, no doubt. Playing the hits. You just got through listening to my girl Risk A. Something to Me. Before that, it was my man Freak Lux with Red Cup sipping. I got a blue cup because, you know, Kool Aid just tastes a lot better than a blue cup. But Red Cup sipping, my man Freak Lux. You already know getting it in like that for the fit ins, playing the hits. Unfortunately, ladies and gentlemen, we won't get an opportunity to talk to my girl Cassandra O'Neill tonight, but we'll definitely, which means she's working, she's getting it in. So, you know, we'll definitely get a reschedule with her, and hopefully we'll be able to get her on the show so we could talk to her, absolutely. So definitely salute to her for just grinding and, you know, working and, you know, doing what she does best. Got some info for my peeps out there real quick. Peep the title. Alicia Keys is tired of people calling her a homewrecker. Alicia Keys and Swizz Beatz have repeatedly had to fight off the accusations that surround their marriage. And the exact time when they first got together, they've been married for 2 years now, but there are some haters that insist they got involved while Swizz was still married to his wife and in a healthy relationship with her. While he may still been legally married to his former wife, R&B singer Mashonda, he and Alicia both insisted that Swizz and Mashonda were not actually in a real relationship at the time, but they were separated. Alicia spoke with Jet Magazine about the frustration she gets when being referred to as a homewrecker and wishes that those claims would cease to be aimed at her. She also shed light on how happy she and Swizz make each other. Swizz, you lucky SOB. She says, we're apart for some time before we ever got together. That doesn't matter for those who take pleasure in trying to knock others down. There's no need to fight. What's not true, I never met a person where I could be fully myself. Swizz and I live in each other's shadow, so we can occupy the same space, and there's nothing but equality. Big ups to Alicia Keys and Swizz. You know, just be happy. Don't worry about the haters. Haters gonna hate. You guys already know that. So don't worry about them. Just keep doing your thing. And Swizz, you know, watch Alicia, man. You know, that's your wife, man. You know, make sure she's safe and, you know, keep her close to you, because you let her go, D-Slate might have to swoop in. I'm just saying, you know, figuratively speaking, you know, I'm just saying, you know, I might have to swoop, you know. Check the business. All my peeps out there, listen to this crazy nonsense. Man burns down the wrong house trying to murder ex-girlfriend. There's some straight ignorant individuals out there. Pennsylvania man aiming to seek revenge on his ex-girlfriend burned down the wrong house on Thursday, killing a 3-year-old child and forcing the rest of the family to jump from the third floor window. Aaron Deshaun thought his ex-girlfriend was in the house, but instead he wreaked havoc on an innocent mother and her two children. See, somebody need to burn him. Deshaun allegedly spoke with the witness directly following the arson, linking himself to the heinous crime. He was officially charged with homicide, arson, and a slew of other charges. The mother and her small child remain hospitalized. See, situations like this is where the government needs to allow me to create an organization called the Beatdowners. Yeah. Organization called the Beatdowners. You know, I've been twiddling with this, you know, idea for quite some time. But yeah, it's called the Beatdowners. And for situations like this, you give us a call and you say, look, we got another dummy who just did something stupid. We need you and the Beatdowners to we got the jet ready. We need you and the Beatdowners to get here as soon as possible and whoop their ass. And I wouldn't have a problem. I let the rest of the Beatdowners know, look, we got to be somewhere. Drop what you're doing. We got to be somewhere to whoop somebody ass. Now, who's going to be in the Beatdowners organization? Well, we're currently taking applications. LL Cool J is an official member. He's a non-official member of the Beatdowners. You know, I mean, you know, somebody tried to, you know, break into LL house, and he whooped the paint off his ass. He whooped the paint off dude. He whooped dude Like, dude probably felt like he was little again, and his mom or dad was whooping his ass. That's how LL brought it to him. That's how LL brought it to him. You try to break an LL house, mama, daddy, grandma, niece, nephew, everybody said knock you out. When you try to break an LL crib, it ain't just mama telling them that, everybody telling them. But real to the talk piece, crazy. I ain't never heard no garbage like that. You burned down a wrong house because you was trying to get your ex girlfriend. You need more than your ass whoop. Now, reportedly, this crazy, Robert De Niro and Jay-Z reportedly got into it at a New York City party. Tensions were high at Leonardo DiCaprio's birthday party, at Leo's birthday party. At the Derby in the West Village, Robert De Niro reportedly got into a heated conversation with Jay-Z. De Niro was reportedly upset that Jay-Z promised to record a song for the Tribeca Film Festival and never returned his phone calls. A source at the party told the New York Post Bob was still sitting at a table, and when Jay-Z went over to say hello, De Niro told Jay that he never called him back. Bob wasn't in any mood to make polite conversation. The spy says he told Jay that if somebody calls you six times, you call them back. It doesn't matter who you are. That's just rude. Jay-Z allegedly tried to make a joke of the situation, telling De Niro he's terrible on the phone, according to a source who added De Niro kept telling him that he thinks he's the man, but that was very disrespectful. I mean, it really don't sound, well, I'll tell you how they try to pump up a story, but it really don't sound like it was too heated. I mean, it just looked like they had a man-to-man conversation, and old Bobby came at him, you know. I told you, Jay, I called you six times, and you didn't call me back. You know, Jay just told him, it's your boy. You know, he just told him, look, man, you know, I get a little busy. I mean, you can't. Bobby, you gotta realize Jay's not he's not an average cat. He's big time like yourself. So he gets a little busy. He's got a child. Beyonce is his wife. Come on, man. You gotta realize he's a busy dude. At least he better be busy. But he's a busy guy, man. So, you know, I mean, of course he's gonna have things that he's gotta do. So you got to understand that, man. I mean, but it doesn't really sound like it got too heated. So, of course, you know, they made it sound like something else, but it's all good. As long as Bobby and, Jay is still cool with each other, still showing respect, that's what it's all about. You know, we don't want to take it too far with it. You know, there's two icons, you know, chatting it up, and, you know, he just told him that was disrespectful. And, he probably realized, yeah, you know, I should have got back to you, but, you know, it's all good. You know, we'll get it in some other time. And K Sera Sera. The hell does K Sera Sera mean? Well, people be coming up with some of the craziest, you know, cliche lines that I've ever heard of. K Sera Sera. What the hell does that mean? And, you know, of course, I'm going to say it to get you to see how crazy it sounds, so you understand where I'm coming from. Oh, yeah, I do you like that. I do you like this real radio, baby. You better take your medicine. D Slade in the building, getting it in, playing the hits, Indie Up Saturday. Oh, yeah, you already know how we do it. Got some more hits for you right now. We're going to go ahead. This is my girl, Erica Page, with I'm Fine. Trust me, she is fine. Erica Page, I'm Fine, right here on Indie Up Saturday. Let's go.
You wanna get back, cause I'm fly. You having regrets, cause I'm fly. Simple as this, just don't try. You shouldn't have left my side. You're holding your breath, you might die. Cause I'm fine.
Kyle Aaron.
Or the 11, I can't take no more.
Yeah. Eyes closed. Good to go. Good to go.
Roger that.
We fly. We fly. Oh, yeah, MG4 fly. Sitting real pretty while this nigga fly by. Hey, I'ma need y'all to pop a bottle on this one. I'm pre-getting going live.
Been in the club, the ladies show me love, and I don't care about anything, just want that groovy love. Yeah, I'ma pop my bottles and do my thing. And when the beat goes, I say, oh no. And when I rock out, I say, go, go. And all the ladies, yeah, they really wanna see me. I say, hey, baby girl, I know you wanna hear me out. I know you like it like this, yeah. I know you like it like this.
Take a shot to this. Everybody throw their hands on that cool kid tip. For a moment you a star and you buying out the bar. Yeah, I can make you famous. Moving. Pop a bottle with me. And my son got the model with me. Throwing money, you can visit, come by. I'm the nigga, yeah, I'm that fly. It's crazy how I do it.
Attention all shoonistas. Looking for a hot stiletto? Are you addicted to sexy shoes? Make a fashion statement and check out the Stiletto Diva at www.thestilettodiva.com. We have what you need. The Stiletto Diva is committed to bringing you a variety of affordable, quality styles to help complete the sexy in you. We're here to assist you with bringing out the ultimate diva from head to soul. True divas wear stilettos. Visit us at www.thestilettodiva.com to find the perfect pair or for information about booking a party.
Yeah, yeah, welcome back. Welcome back. Indie Up Saturday. It's your boy B Slade getting it in. That was my man Chris Barbosa with his new joint Famous right here on the D-Hour Show with Indie Up. No doubt. And just I want to give a shout out to my man Dolo the Bandit for joining us on the show tonight. Definitely want to give him a big props, big ups for joining us tonight. Big shout out to my man, and make sure you guys check Dolo out on Twitter, on Facebook, and also, you know, check out his music. The music is hot and you're going to continue to hear it here right here on Indie Up Saturday on the D Hour Show. Make sure you guys tune in to the Coveted Cafe tomorrow on the D Hour Show Radio Network at 5:30 Mountain Standard, 6:30 Central, and 7:30 Eastern. Make sure you guys check it out tomorrow with host Lamont Ferguson and Poetic Lace. They're going to be getting in great gospel music, great inspiration, great testimonies, just great all-around Christian gospel show. The brothers getting in, as always, every Sunday, so make sure you guys tune in tomorrow. Keep tuning into the D-Hour Show every Sunday through Thursday and Saturday. I want to tell everybody thank you so much for tuning in. Please enjoy the rest of your Saturday night. We'll see you guys next time. It's your boy D. Slate. Out.
Tell me who the hottest in the town. Reaching your location, even places not around. Travel through your airways, stimulate your intellect, and you ain't even know. It's broadcasted from the internet. Giving you what you want, showing love to the hood, even to the birds. So yeah, it's all good. No, they ain't like other stations, following the trend. 10 minutes later, the same song again. It's the D-Hour Show, yeah, I said it so you know. Coming first in any challenge, on your mark, set, go. If you're ready, let's roll. Let's hop aboard the starship. The hottest station, showing love to underground artists. Yeah.